$6.97.
Okay, I think, yeah, here we are.
So
$96.97.
So $96.97. Met up with Steven and
Paula. Yeah, the,
Yeah, you've been to the Sigagraph conference.
And we had this event, we had the...
I can remember the first avatar thing that you put on. I remember. Very clear. The first avatar. You started that avatar every year. I can remember the first one.
Well, we held two of them in San Francisco. One was in a hotel, and the other one was at San Francisco State. We had our first event, I guess, in February of '96, but pretty early. And then my book came out for the second conference in October '97. And then by '98, the companies were having problems because they were funded by venture speculators who have a really bad track record, I think a 99% failure record on funding and then trying to manage innovative startups. And, you know, we all know about the dot-com bomb. But the virtual worlds companies started going out of business before the dot-com explosion. So they were going out of business in 97, 98. And communities.com, which is actually one of the worst of them, actually, in a way, because it never came out with anything, because they built this huge platform that just sort of fell over. They were merged in with the Palace and OnLive by, I guess, the investors. And then they proceeded to tank. They proceeded to go down, and they took all three ventures down. And this was all happening in the January, except Steve DePaula was laid off and Dave Collins were laid off like in November of 2000. So communities actually managed to last another couple of years beyond most of the companies. And of course the dot-com crash was happening too. And then in February of 2001, we heard that the communities people wanted to unload anything that they could, and we looked at the Palace and Traveler, and they weren't really willing to do anything with Traveler, with Palace, but a Traveler, they, as Steve and Dave Collins pointed out, they never saw any commercial value to it or anything worthwhile about it. So we were able to go in, and in a way that was possible for us to acquire all of the rights to the software, and we even got the servers. And the scary thing about it was, is it was a company in free fall, a company that was failing. And in those circumstances, you can't get any rational answers from people. The only way you can deal with them, because people are panicked and they're carrying stuff out of the company, and other people are trying to inventory things, and there's yellow tape around piles of material that is, you know, it owned by somebody else, like a leasing company, and it's a crazy environment, I have to tell you. It's a completely crazy environment. And this was down in, I guess, on Bob Road, or I can't remember the name of the roads where they were located, next to like a Marie Callender's or something. This whole floor of communities.com was just going out of business. And so we hired a very good attorney to draw up the agreement for transfer. And we did all that legwork and spent all that time and resources to do that so that we could walk in and get their signature. We'd present them with our offer and get their signature right there so that they didn't have to do any thinking. Because I knew that there would be just no way to get rational, reasonable answers from those guys in their state of mind. And the problem that we had, of course, was even though we had Dave Collins with us and J.M. Valera and people who had worked on Live Traveler, there was no assurances that we could actually get what we needed. So they went through and they made sure that we got the source code that they could find. But Dave Collins could not locate, he could not get into one of the machines that was his workstation. So all the work he'd done for months on putting the new codec in was lost, which really set us back. So we had the ACS200 codec, but we didn't have the new work, which really bummed everybody out. But one of the scariest things was going into communities and pulling the server, the source safe server, out of the rack, like turning it off and pulling it out when we did not have the password. Nobody could find the password. Nobody knew it. So did we actually have the machine? And then what was going on, which you guys didn't know about, this was around, I guess, gosh, I can't even remember the dates, like the end of February of 2001. You guys didn't know this, but the Platinum machine, which was at Exodus, at the big co-location facility, in the cage that communities had, was about to be unplugged because communities hadn't paid their bills. And what happens then is that Exodus, the hosting company, it would come into the cage after a final notice and start unplugging all the machines. And at one point, they unplugged Platinum, and then you guys lost connection to the central machine. And at that point, we realized there was no way we could, we didn't want anybody in the community saying anything because the deal was pretty fragile. I mean, they were coming back and forth with all kinds of questions and trying to get us to do things which weren't proper. And it was a couple days there where we weren't sure it would even happen. And I remember sending out a message to the people I knew to say, don't panic, but stay quiet. We're trying to save the thing. Now, the other thing we had to do was get the Platinum machine. And this was quite hard, but luckily what happened was that Platinum machine we bought, that Sun server that had the destination page, which we pulled out of the rack last year and caused all the problems because we couldn't make a new destination page. But it was an old machine. It was 6 years old. But we needed it because we couldn't, to rebuild, as JM said, to rebuild all that stuff and connect, to get you guys up to a healthy community was going to be a real pain if we didn't have that Solaris machine. So we were customers of Exodus. We were all saved by the fact that JM Valera got us into Exodus so that we were actually a customer there too in another building. And so what we did was we sent a request to their legal department saying, give, you know, we have a bill of sale, please release this machine. And they came back and said they couldn't even talk to us. So our rep, our Exodus rep, talked to the rep for communities, and they agreed that just in the middle of the night, they would go in with JM and they would just take the machine out of the cage of communities. It was cages, all the stuff was sort of seized. And they said, basically, it's bullshit, you bought the machine in good faith, and they'll never know. They'll never notice anything because there's so many companies failing and there's so much kind of trash and garbage and old machines and new machines that are lying around that nobody knows or cares really. It makes no difference to us. We're just trying to get this stuff out of the building because we haven't been paid. So we took the machine from the cage the communities had, and we put it in our cage. Now, of course, we didn't have a password for that either. So JM built this special piece of software. He actually, I believe it even ran in a cage or took it home, and I think it was 92 million iterations he cracked the password, because he kind of thought what part of the password would be. And Solaris is very secure. It's very hard to do this. And then after, I think it was 6 weeks, we managed to get that machine back in. So by April of 2001, it was back in, and we managed to get the SourceSafe machine access, and we realized that we had actually acquired something, which was Talkspace and Traveler. And I remember sometime, I think it was in April or maybe May of 2001, we had Steve Turner came. Everybody who was who kind of had held the community together during this outage and this sort of panic period, they all came to a session that we held. I think it was in a bathroom world. It was sort of a strange place. But we actually held a little prayer vigil where we said, you know, the community's back, just hanging on. And I asked Steve if he would lead us in prayer for the health of the community and its future. And it was very moving. It was really, really moving. And I think that put some good energy or good karma into the whole enterprise. And what I asked at that time was, would everybody work together? Because if the servers are fighting, and we're getting a lot of this, we're a small company, just a few people, and we took this risk to save the platform. And if the servers are fighting, and we're getting all this email, it just becomes time that we can't spend on Traveler. And I said, you know, you guys have got to work together because it's the only way that the ship is going to float. And so people did. And we built a whole new site. Angle Grinder came in and he used the binaries, an amazing job of poking the binary to create this new client so that we could get rid of this dependence on the OnLive on a fixed path. And because we had to let go everything, we had to let go the OnLive name, the OnLive.com domain, everything had to go. It was not something that we acquired, and it's all trademarks owned by other people. And so we never used the word OnLive. It was great that Angle was able to change all the names and stuff and the logos and everything, even if we didn't have the source, buildable. And then, you know, the latest news from our perspective is Dave Collins managed to get everything linking. He rebuilt the piece for the new codec, which is the Talkspace ALSEP-wide codec. He managed to get all that done, you know, just out of goodwill. So anyway, that's the long and the short of it. So, you know, and I've never built a space in Traveler. I've been in and out, but I'm certainly not as experienced and deeply in the culture as you guys are. But I really respect what you do. And yes, and Dominic rewrote all the PDFs, I'm reminded, by Maxie here. And you all already helped a lot on the new, on the website, and on building up your sites, which are all wonderful. All the server sites are great, and the forums, and the logo art is beautiful, and it's just great. And now we're getting things like the Avatara movie project, and Noah Paul Stuckey's virtual party, and all those things that a unique space like this are attracting, unique and interesting people. And, you know, people ask us, you know, why do we spend all this time and effort to keep this thing going? And I said, it's not to do with financials, because, you know, you'd be lucky if in a year somebody might at a university pay something for a server and support. It's very, very little money, and it probably will never repay our investment. But we do it because of the love of it and the uniqueness of it and of the community, you guys that are in there. And it's just because it has to be, it had to be saved. And as Galen said, who's my wife and sweetheart, she said, look, it's the cover art on your book. How can you let, if you can do something, you got to. Because it's, you know, it's kind of like the guy that, you know, that Remington ad where the guy liked the shaver so much he bought the company. I don't know if you guys remember that from the 80s, but it's not quite like that. But, you know, I owed a lot to the people who created Traveler, and, you know, just so many things. I think we can look forward to so many artistic things and social things that can happen in the platform. And even in its current state, it just keeps attracting new things, new projects and people. And I think we with Dave Collins and with all the efforts of you guys, we can figure out how to move it forward in a direction, maybe kind of conservatively, because we don't want to change what it is. Is what it is works. Fix a few things and maybe allow you guys to do Vermal 2, or, you know, get at the hardware layer and my concept is why not make it ActiveX so it can be easily installed into a web page, so that it's, you know, much more easy to distribute it. And of course, the on the server side, it's got to be able to run more easily on the modern Windows OSs on the server side. And there's a lot of things we could do, you know, that's for the future and that's for later talks. And so anyway, I'm sorry it's a long-winded answer, but that's how I got involved with Traveler.
That's okay. I just want to say I know that we are the first server to come under Digital Space. And that was in June the 19th, 2001, where we are the first server you had, under Digital Space, right?
I can't remember, baby.
Oh, I do. You've got it on your page. You do. How many pages? But yeah, we're the first one that come under your ownership. And we're very grateful. And while I'm at it, I wanted to credit you all of Traveler's Network and our staff and all. We're very grateful that you picked, Dominic picked this. I don't know who picked it, but picked out this server to open up Traveler's Travatar 2004, past and present and future. And I'm just thrilled that you came and open it for us.
Well, thank you, baby.
I'm really interested.
Just one little point. Remember, even though Digital Space owns the technology and stuff for Traveler, we consider ourselves caretakers. And in fact, all of you out there are co-owners, you're stakeholders in the whole platform. We're just caretaking the technology so that we can keep it running and try to get it forward. So don't really, I think it'd be better to think of all of you as co-owners.
Oh yeah. But we do appreciate you coming in here. We really do. And we appreciate Dominic and them coordinating all this stuff. I know it's been a hard job, but we've got it going and we've got a whole bunch of stuff to do. Right?
Yep. We got a full weekend.
Boosthammer, I noticed that we've got an owner in here, Dave O. Did you notice he arrived? He used to own Old Gate. I used to work for him. He's in here. Dave O is in here, and he owned Old Gate. That's the oldest server that ever was, as far as my knowledge. And he's in here. I appreciate him coming. He's been texting me.
Cool.
Oh, hello, Dave. I remember Old Gate. And anybody else have some questions or comments?
I know that Brillo is the
same as our, same as the same.
You'll have to come close to answer a question because I can't quite hear everybody in the back there.
Dave, where are you?
Yeah.
Bruce, I'm really interested in the work that you're doing with universities. I mean, I'm personally very interested in what you're doing with universities because one of the things I find most fascinating about this program is...
Right, so Ted, this one right here.
You have to move on in there, Brillo. Move on in there, bro. So he can hear you.
Go ahead, Brillo.
I'm personally interested in the work that you do with universities because from a platform that enables a lot of opportunity for for communication and a diversity with applying web links and other content to make interactive spaces where you have induced a learning visual and audio properties. This becomes a really powerful tool. I've been personally experimenting with creating rooms where you've got content with the graphical interface, and especially with this, I've been trying to work with spatialness where you have groups that can speak interactively in different parts of a space and even content within the spaces. And for education, this could be very powerful. I'm personally interested in what you're doing with that.
Well, that's an excellent comment, and Bello, because, you know, it's funny from
that's
the very
one too. Anybody hear me?
Very beginning of the very beginning of one of the
I
first universities.
For so long, you know, you got to kind of think back.
Okay, there's Bruce Damer right up there. You see him, Devo?
There's a big crowd here. You know that we've got a couple of universities hosting Ausgate USA and Ausgate Europe are hosted at two different universities. And the one in Europe is University of Umeå in Sweden. It's in the north of Sweden, and it's run by Patrick Svensson, who's a really renowned director of the lab there, the HUM lab. It's called HUMLAB. And they, are doing all kinds of educational experiments with their traveler environment, including language teaching with an Italian university, and trying to find resources and ways to have traveler be more in the pedagogical space. And originally, way back in 98, when OnLive didn't want to host Utopia anymore, I actually found University of Texas at Austin, the ACT Lab, run by Sandy Stone, and they hosted, they're in the humanities department, sort of in a humanities area, actually in the film school, and they hosted it for about 2 years, and they studied it and wrote papers about it, and, you know, as a new medium for, in a sense, sort of inhabited film. So there's this never-ending fascination. And there's a graduate student named Maria Sponte, who may be here now, I'm not sure, who's working at a university in Sweden, who's doing her dissertation partly on a traveler. And I hope she's here during the weekend because she's studying a traveler. So there's a really strong university connection with traveler. And, you know, I hope that continues. And, you know, even to the point where Steve DePaula, who is up at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, he has students every year that do projects. And one of these years, working with maybe this year, next year, working with Dave Collins, I'm hoping if he has some programming heads, we might be able to do some kind of a limited open source effort around Traveler to have some of these bright students work on the platform, because Dave Collins is very busy at Adobe. And so anyway, you know, maybe it'll end up that the development effort is housed at the university as well. And sometime in the future, I think that would be healthy. Before we would do, you know, we've all talked about open source should be open source code base and whatnot. But truthfully, if that happened, somebody could build a client that would hack into your servers in a really kind of a bad way. So we really want like a community effort around the source code, if that can be arranged, and something to ask Dave Collins, because he's made the most investment to date in the code.
Even a full implementation of Verma 1.0 would be a blessing, you know, because Traveler is like, it's not even bad. A lot of the Verma 1.0 is not even implemented, you know, colored light and some of the different stuff. even a full implementation of Verma 1.0 would make this place a lot more interactive.
Yeah, and I think, truthfully, there's a lot that could be done. I mean, Dave Collins is so good at this stuff. I mean, he's worked for the last 3 years on Adobe Atmosphere, where he implemented the hardware layer for Atmosphere, which we use every day. And so he's very familiar with how to talk to the different graphic standards and enable performance. And so, you know, he's the guy to ask. I mean, and as to what file formats to support, I mean, generally you'd want to be able to say I can bring in avatars in a number of file formats, and I can bring in rooms in another number of file formats, and then people can use their authoring tool of choice, and that the layer just supports, you know, whether it be Vermal 2 or other formats, you know, you never know. But it's a question to ask Dave Collins what's realistic.
And hopefully he'll be able to make it today.
I hope so, because he's a big part of a traveler's future. He does have four kids, and this is the weekend in the fall starting the season, so he gets busy.
My parenting is a whole different ballgame.
Well, I think education should be the most powerful resource for this program by far. Because you're breaching the gap of people who are maybe thousands of miles away, creating a conference-type atmosphere where you can interact with information.
You know, and let's not forget that there's also disabled people who, for them, this is like a liberation. They can fly through space and go up to people and talk to people and at their own level. If someone's in a wheelchair and whatnot. And I've met people who were disabled in virtual environments all the time, and that's a great thing for them.
That's a fantastic resource.
Yeah, we've even legally blind people are coming in too, and they can still they can still get around.
We have a gal that comes in. She has and yes, we did have that coming in here, which I'm glad you mentioned that, because they're very, they can't get out, they can't walk, and they just love this travel.
Well, it liberates them of their disability,
and that's a great resource for them.
Actually, Stephen DePaula did meet the woman that Dominic's speaking of.
We also have a school from Korea. She brings in her class because she wants them to mix and mingle with us to learn how to speak English. More fluent. So that's something too that people are doing. So they're using travel for all kinds of things. Not just fun and play, but they use it to study things with kids.
I've seen that name before, Chatterbox.
Chatterbox is a woman with severe arthritis, as Dominic was trying to explain before. She is unable to be in a text chat program because it hurts her too much.
You help push the talk. Just one button.
You know that we, back in 97, when I was finishing the book, a family who was using Traveler came in and told me the story that their child, who was an infant under 1 year old, when they were not looking, got up on the desk or somehow and pushed, was able to figure out somehow how to push the push to talk. I think at that time it might have been the space bar, and started to talk at travelers, started screaming and doing baby things, and they initially thought, what's going on? And they came over, and then somebody realized that this is a little kid that's managed to figure out how to use Traveler. And so I wrote him about him. His name is Marquis Kendrick, and he's in the book And I asked the question in that chapter, in that story, is Marquis Kendrick actually the youngest person to ever use the net? Because when you think of it, he purposefully, he saw these faces, he understood what they were about. He had seen his parents using Traveler, and then he was able to mimic them and get a response and keep going. So he actually used the internet even before his first birthday.
Yeah, I first Ken the Traveler. I was recovering from my first back surgery in September of 96 when I first discovered it, and so it's been a lot of fun for me during my recovery times after my surgeries and everything, and I had a lot of fun with it.
And of course, one of the great things about Traveler, and it's for ordinary people. Like, it's not, as Magnus, you know, and everybody here, it's not something that you need to be super nerdy about. I mean, you have to be sociable. You have to be polite in terms of someone's talking over you. You've decided who should talk first and things like that. You have to have actually adult skills, and you have to be a community-minded and all those things. So in a way, you know, really nerdy platforms that appeal to people that are really nerdy don't necessarily draw out the best in social skills, but this one does. I think this one helps people become better people. It's a real environment for that. And, you know, it's that there's sort of a good karma. There was a good design that went into this. There was a lot of heart that went into it, a lot of art. And it just continues to show itself in how people use it to make their lives better and to become better people. Boy, that avatar that Half-Year is wearing is really cool. It's like a 1920s flapper. Who made that one?
I'm not sure. I know it's called the Mask.
He wants to know who made the avatar Half he's wearing.
Oh, that was Sasha McGee made the mask avatar. You go, when you go into the Travatar's 2004 space on that Brillo had made on Tech World, there's a link there for Sasha McGee's website to show you the past avatar and how it was made. I think I'm having sound issues, so I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anybody.
Hear Bruce talk either. Yeah, he's cutting out on me from time to time.
I can hear him just fine.
You got a cruise on in there, guys. You got a cruise on in here so you can hear him.
You know,
I'd lose in on down there, and I'd get him, and then I'd lose him again, and I don't know what was going on.
No, my other avatar, Candid, could see Bruce's lips speaking, but I hear Brillo speaking, but I don't hear Bruce or see his lips speaking, so there's a sound issue going on.
Is it a networking problem between you and Candid? Is Candid getting everybody else? It's Traveler. Traveler's moving.
No.
Weird things happen.
Hmm. That's the first time I've ever noticed that problem. Here.
I can hear Bruce. Hey, Bruce, can you hear me?
Is he talking right now? I'm not hearing him.
I can hear you all just fine.
I'm not hearing you.
There he is. Bruce.
Get his voice now.
Yeah, I can hear you all just fine.
Okay, I can hear you.
Oh, there we go. We got the voice.
I think the last comment I was making was that I think Traveler brings out the best in people and actually helps them to become better people, because it's not a nerd platform. It's a sociable space, and just that's why there's a lot of good karma in here, and good design, and good thinking and community, and that's one of the reasons I love Traveler so much. Did you all get that?
Yeah,
I got it.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I did fine.
Just getting ready to have a 10-year birthday here pretty quick.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
That must make it the longest standing, voice chat program in the world. Wouldn't it, as far as how things go on the internet?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything close to this in terms of its age.
Amazing.
Hey, baby.
Even now. That's amazing.
Hey, baby.
The upgrade and stuff is still, there's nothing like it out here.
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, I was wondering if you could tell your users, show them the itinerary page so that they would be aware of the upcoming events for the weekend. That's what I was trying to say.
Sure. We can broadcast it. Just a direct link to Dominic's itinerary page.
I could actually do this in real life, too.
You throw your back out, Magnus, if you tried.
Oh, I do it all the time.
It's
one of those back stretching machines, though, isn't it?
Guys, here's an idea. Here's an idea. Are you ready for it?
Go right ahead.
Yep, we're ready.
I think it's a fun thing to do if people, you do a roll call and you find out where people live, sort of one sentence about them, and then we get an idea who's in the room. How to do it without everybody talking at the same time, I don't know, but maybe we could try that, because I'd love to get to know you all better and who y'all are.
Sounds
cool to me.
Let's start with Nancy. All right, hold on here.
This is different.
Halfway, are you?
I don't think she has a star. Nancy, where are you from? He wants to know where everybody's from, and he's calling the name. Nancy, tell where you're from. Bruce,
are we starting with?
It's starting with you. So I called your name.
Let's start with half. She's at the top of the list.
Yep.
I'd like to start with half. Half, you want to tell us where you are and how you found Traveler?
Oh, I'm half here. I'm from northwestern Pennsylvania, about 90 miles above Pittsburgh, and I pretty much found Traveler by accident. Didn't understand it a couple years ago, and waited until about 8 months ago or so, and tried it again. And had a lot of help, understanding, and really enjoy the people here.
Hey, everybody, I hate to interrupt. I got to take off because I got to go help Jeremy Turner get set up for his deal. Him and Donato just showed up, so I got to head on over there and help him out.
Okay, we'll see you later, Dominic.
We'll be over there.
I'm bringing Candid over there too.
Okay. Hail Mice. How'd you find Traveler and where are you? That's wonderful. Okay, Janet. Does Janet pick you up?
Yep, she can.
We just got the bag from her.
No, you can't.
Hello?
Maybe I'm sorry, guys, I gotta take off too, for you both live together.
Okay.
Do it that way.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well, I got further back in December of 99. I got the... hang on a second. I got to turn... She's on speakers. Okay. I got Traveler first. I got it in December of 99. I got it through a program called Napster. I met somebody on Napster who needed help on there. They told me about Traveler, and at first I didn't, you know, think too much about it. And then they got me to come on here, and her name is Sunshine. And so I got Traveler and came on and got hooked on it. And then around June, I think it was, no, before, a little before June of 2000, I met Janet and we got married eventually in September of 2000, and been married ever since.
Hey, Drillo, how about you?
I'm Drillo, and I'm in Southern California, and a friend of mine brought me here. And I was really surprised because this is one of the things that she only read about in the Isaac Asimov book, you know, something so fantastic where you're really immersed in an environment like this with people. And I've been here 4 years, and about a year ago, I decided I wanted to give something back, and I started building rooms. I built the Avatars, the last year's Avatar spaces, the Mars Lounge and the Avatars room. And you know, this is such a powerful medium. I'm really trying to be very involved. I'm working on an interactive in-world VRML tutorial and working with trying to build some really good educational prospects for giving formats and so forth. So I love this program. I'm not just, you know, I don't just love the community, but I love the program itself. I love what it can bring to people. And, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. That's a wonderful recounting. And by the way, just for, I know we have to get down through the list and then we have to go on to another event, but we've got the Traveler news list back up, and I really want to get everybody onto it. So if anyone wants onto that list, please email me at damer@digitalspace.com, and I'll get you on that list. Is probably the fastest way, because we all got to get on, have a list where we can reach everybody with news.
Okay. How about Count? How did you find Traveler, and where are you? Mr. Count?
I believe that he's calling. Turning two computers, Star. He's out. I'm working on the other room. I don't think he can call.
Okay. Let's move on to Double Trouble.
Hello, my name is John. I found Traveler about three and a half years ago through a friend. He was in here. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh. Hall of Fame. Great program. Love coming in here and talking to people. I'm glad to meet you here, sir.
And yeah, Mr. Woodchipper, or Dr. Woodchipper.
Yes, I'm from Sacramento, California, which is the capital of this great state. And I found out about this program when I was in the chat room in Yahoo 5 years ago. And I never went back to Yahoo after experiencing this program.
That's cool. Let's see, on to Magnus, right behind you, Bruce.
Yeah, like I already said, back in September 96, I had my first back surgery, and I didn't have a computer of my own at the time. I was recovering at my mom's place for a while, and I got to messing around with her computers, looking at plugins and stuff like that, and I found Traveler and was just amazed by it, and I knew that day that I had to get me a computer, you know. So it took me a while to get it, you know, and I eventually got back on the Traveler, and, I've been here now, off and on, ever since. I live in Kansas.
Wonderful. Dave, you just came back. We're kind of introducing ourselves, what we do, how we found Traveler, and where we are.
Yeah, cool. I just crashed for some reason, but I used to crash quite frequently about 10 years ago, so it's kind of ironic. I'm from Ortonville, Minnesota. When I ran into Traveler, I lived in Alaska. I was looking for voice over the internet software to communicate with my daughter in college, and found Traveler in December of 94. The software finally came out, got hooked up with it, and played around with it quite a bit. I was in there a lot. Very few people could actually get in the rooms at the time. Crashed quite frequently. I had a little bigger computer than most of them. I actually had a 90 Pentium with 32 mega RAM, which was back then was God's computer. Had two 4 gig SCSI hard drives in it, and it worked pretty well. And eventually went to work for OnLive, doing tech support for them for quite a while, and had my own server for a while, but interesting program. It's still around, and nothing has changed much other than a date on the calendar, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
It's good to see you back today, Dave. Anyway, long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, Mr. Wu, whatever it says, is that you,
in Iowa. I've been here since May of 2000, and I was on another chat program, and it, well, took me a couple months to make it here, but once I got here, it did.
My name is Tyler. My real name is John. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And back in 1998, I started using World's Chat, and I had a really nice experience there. A lot of fun, met lots of nice people, but I didn't know anything about 3D Chat. That was the only program I knew, and I jumped on the internet and did some searching, and I knew there had to be some other 3D chat programs out there, and I just wanted to go exploring. And I came across Traveler, and I had 2 months of membership left on my World's Chat account at the time I found Traveler, and it was just too cool, too special. There was something about Traveler that just made me just jump and come over here. I really enjoy it, and it's very warm, it's very interactive, it's you're really with people, and the voice has a lot to do with it. Text chat is kind of fun, but you don't get the feeling as you do with text, and that's what really made Traveler attractive to me at the time, and I've been here ever since.
Thank you, John. Never at a loss for words. It's maybe next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I've got a history a mile long in traveling. I started in about 10 years ago, and when I landed, we had Utopia, and it only held 12 people. It didn't hold 20. There was no room until Steve DePond and started building rooms. And I thought, uh-oh, they were just garbage, the condo center. Then I upgraded my stuff. I found the Dave Bowles and saw a server. Then I saw WWT, and I've got an experience. I've got a history with this place. I'm addicted to it very, very much. I've worked worldwide party. I've been never tech, but don't worry, I'm a good tech. I've learned to tech on Excel, Magnus, Big Deck. He and I have worked together a long time, and I can tech too, but I was COE, giving the coordinator events and giving parties and stuff. And I worked for Aqua, WWT. Then I went down, and I worked for Dave O. And we had a lot of fun there. And he sold out. And I worked for Oz Gate, and then Star. I met Star. Oh, I remember him about 5 or 6 years. And we decided we wanted a server of our own, and therefore that's how we got Traveler's Network. And I can remember, like I said, I told a while ago that I remember the first avatar thing in hell, and. Always come a long way. We're like the Virginia thing. People don't realize they take this for granted. But we come up with our room buildings and everything. We've come a long way. And it's been a lot of hard work, but I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I am addicted to it. And I love it. I love to meet people. I just love it. So it's in my blood. And I spend 12 to 14 hours a day, many, many days on here. So you see, I really like it. And that's all I can say.
Thank you, baby. Thanks very much. And everybody appreciates you and your encouragement throughout. We run like a fiber throughout the different community servers. And by the way, I'm just double checking our time here. I think we got a couple more people, but we've got another event starting, right? We don't want to deprive them of some of your presence.
Right. I just got a notice from Dominic. He's ready for people to come on over and go to the next phase of the event.
He's coming right here at 7 o'clock, and he wanted to meet you, this seahorse right here. The seahorse, the sand climber, and he's a new person, and he really loves it, and he wanted to meet Bruce Famer. That's him. There you are, Bruce. That's Bruce Famer in the Pharaoh thing.
That don't sound good.
I'm not that new. I'm part of this family anyway.
How y'all are, sand climber?
Sorry about y'all. Pretty good. Cool program. Appreciate you, everything you doing for this program, and I love y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Dominic is ready for people, and there is a direct link to his server from our portals, and we can all hit that and head on over.
Okay,
did I miss the ribbon cutting?
Click on portals.
Yep. Next to locate the portals.
Sorry, Cal.
Well, thank you all very much, and I'm going to try to join this next event myself. That's, I guess, Ozgate 2004.
Oh, let's see.
No, it's Dominic. It's Dominic, and that's Jeremy Turner.
Dominic.
I just was right at Jeremy Turner that made the movie Avatar is over there. That's why they left on it to set it up. Isn't that right, Star?
Yes, that's where they're piling in.
Yeah, it says